appears we have ourselves a guest.
Yeah, making his way to the studios, and Neil Lewis, he is the executive director of the National Federation of the Blind. And I was heading out of my house the other day, and as I always do, I look right and I look left to see if there's any ne'er-do-wells ready to pounce, because I do live in the city.
Gotta keep your head on a swivel.
Head on a swivel at all times. And I looked to my left, and I saw three blind people walking through my neighborhood, and they were carrying a cane, not unlike a Neil's, and they were just navigating, and they seemed to be fine, and I went, man, the things that, you know, we can take for granted sometimes are, you know, just we don't realize how amazing some people could be. It just amazed me that they were just able to, and we've all seen it, you know what I mean? You just see it, and you go, and nine times out of ten, you go, oh, there's a blind person. But then sometimes you really stop and you take a little deeper. You go, that's really, truly amazing.
It's like whenever I see a dwarf in the mall. I'm like, how'd you get here?
Stop it.
Who brought you here?
What do you mean?
Did you take a mushroom cloud?
No, they do it themselves.
Did you take the rainbow bridge from your candy island? I don't know. You know, I don't know how anything works.
Yeah.
So that's why you reached out to this gentleman, Mr. Lewis, Neil Lewis, executive director of the National Federation the Blind Journeying Institute. Good morning, Mr. Lewis.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Pleasure to meet you.
It's little person. You know, you want to
look
correct. Especially on this show, I know you guys always want to say the right things.
I'm trying to fly that dwarf flag still. Hey, if they're wearing furs and holding an axe, you're a dwarf to me.
So, Anil, you've been blind since birth?
No, I lost my sight when I was 25, and I'm 53 now. So half blind, half sighted.
Okay, so how did you lose it at 25?
I have eye disease called retinitis pigmentosa. It's supposed to be a slow deterioration of my retina, but it happened over the weekend. I lost enough functional vision so that I couldn't read my computer screen that Monday morning.
So it set in very, very quickly.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I like to do things fast. I'm I can't do a shout-out, but, you know, freaky fast.
So what can you see in here? Can you see anything in here?
I have light perception, so I know that there are lights on in the room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you have no idea that we're completely nude. No,
exactly.
Okay, gotcha. But
there is a hint of kind of a strawberry banana latex.
Oh yeah, oh, I love it. I love it, Neil, already. Is there in the blind community? Is there any type of divide or kinship amongst people that were born blind that have never known the concept of sight, versus someone like yourself that for so many years you knew what it was to see the concepts of vision and distance and depth perception?
Well, interesting dynamics between the way the blindness is onset. I don't think that we kind of gravitate to one experience or the other. We in the National Federation of the Blind consider ourselves one big family. So, and we also include people who, you know, without real visual correction, like good glasses, we count them as part of our blind family as well. So many people ask, does a person who has seen a little, can they get around a little better? But it's really about the training that they receive in non-visual access skills. So there are people who were born blind that get around much better than I, and are much more, they're brighter, they're better.
Because you almost had to relearn the world.
Well, then there's probably people that were born blind, too, that don't get around as
exactly,
well as you. So
exactly.
It's case by case.
Yeah, and my own personal experience, when I first went blind, I didn't get the proper training, and I was clunky, bouncing around, you know. But when I got the proper training, then I was able to, you know, travel independently. At least appear that I'm not high all the time. You know, that kind of thing. So.
Yes. Now, let me ask you this. I have a million questions swirling around my head now.
Excellent. I love a million questions.
When you're 25 years old and you go blind, is there some form of, like, depression that sets in? Is there some form of...
I mean, when I was 25, I had my life in order. I had my little Mustang convertible. I had the ladies. So it was a big transition. So the depression set in. For me, though, it lasted relatively... shortly, maybe about 6 months, I was sitting around feeling sorry for myself, and my mom came by one day and says, "You need to get up and do something." And that's all it took. So I got off my ass and started doing what I needed to do.
Now,
but some people, they stay depressed for years.
Yeah, it's tough.
Like, imagine if that happened to me. You know, one of my big pastimes is video games. I love video games. I love sitting down in front of a screen and interacting with it. This is a screen-based era.
Yeah,
we
but I know
live
some blind
in.
Guys could probably kick your butt in the video games.
I've what? Heard of people
yeah.
playing
yeah.
fighting games that yeah. because of audio-visual cues,
yeah. Yeah.
they will beat your ass, Blind Fury style, up and down a Street Fighter II stage.
I'm about to
no
find
problem.
Somebody and just offer a little SmackDown and just come back and just...
Yes,
know.
Let's
I'll
do it.
Their damn
I want to see you get your ass whipped by a blind guy.
I love how that's happened.
Now, so I saw the three people in my neighborhood, and they had the cane. Is that cane to have a special name, or is it just a cane?
It's a cane.
Okay.
In the Federation, we ascribe to a longer white cane. Some people in traditional more training program, they have a smaller, shorter cane.
Does it have special powers?
It has special powers based on the person that's using it.
I mean, the Federation of the Blind sounds like a blind
superhero
unit. It's
not a lightsaber, no, it is.
Why don't you have a dog?
It's too much maintenance. I have a 19-year-old son. I've raised my kids. Dogs allow you to do things a little bit more dynamically than a cane does. But the best way to describe it is a cane is an object detector, and a dog is an object avoider. So those people who want to really move fast through the crowds and that kind of thing, and some people like to run with their dogs, that's fine. But if you really want to get a sense of what the obstacles are in your environment and those landmarks in your environment, you have to engage with them.
So you're telling me that there's blind people that run with their dogs?
Yeah.
Like, see, I never even... like
blind, we have a 6K run that we sponsor every year in June. I didn't think of that plug. That's great. We'll come back later and talk about that in another show. But yeah, blind people that run.
And you also...
You don't think about these things.
Well, you just said you had a 19-year-old son. You had a 19-year-old son, and let me make sure I got the timeline right. Did you have your child after the blindness?
Blind people have babies, yeah.
So, I assume they have babies. But your penis isn't blind?
No.
But the fact that you had a child and have truly never seen your son's face, obviously you can feel the contours, but you've truly never seen your son. I mean, my baby is hideous. So, I mean, I wouldn't be really.
I know
all
what my son looks
back.
Like because, you know, they tell me that he looks just like me. So I know he's a very good-looking young man.
Nice.
Yeah, it's so funny. When he was a little kid, my sister pulled out one of my baby pictures, and she said, "So who is this, Amari?" And he says, "That's Amari." It's like, "No, that's your dad." So he really does look like
okay, so you kind of maybe we should take a break. We'll get Keith in and out of here. And you have so many questions. You had some great curiosities earlier about things like money, things like transportation, stuff like that, and the people that you saw.
And the thing I'm thinking right now in my head is Anil Lewis, the executive director of the National Federation of the Blind. Have you ever been up to this building before?
No, not here.
So it's like,
Have you guys been to our building? We need to bring you
guys. Is that the one down like Fed Hill?
So? All the paintings are upside down.
We have a whole... No, that's you. No, I'm not going to go that way. You're my host, so I have to be nice. But once we're off the radio...
Oh, bust my balls, brother.
Okay, good. We own the whole city block. It's probably one of the best kept secrets here in Baltimore. We're trying not to keep it a secret.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, we'll get into it. Like, how did you even navigate here? Like I'm just thinking that. Like, on something so basic, you know what I mean? And having never been to a building and knowing the layout of this building or where it is or the land, the grounds, how do you even do something like that?
I just jumped in the lift. I used my smartphone, ordered my ride, and came here. The only problem was the GPS was trying to take us around the back of the building. So it took a while to find out how to get into this highly secured place.
There you go.
And I swear to God, I walked up here with Anil out of the elevator in the lobby or what have you. If he didn't have that white cane, you would have had no idea that, you know, he had no vision.
That's
He's that
so cool.
smooth.
I was leaving my house the other day and there were some blind people bumping around my neighborhood. Now, man.
I got to get my gun.
You got them sticks. They're like weapons.
Can I help you guys? Ow, I'm just trying to help. Oh, ow, guys, I'm just trying to help. Now I want to ask you a question, Mr. Lewis, getting to the cane.
Please call me Anil. I know somebody was having a problem being afraid of pronouncing my name, but it's all good.
That was Justin.
That was not me. I was not saying anal over and over again.
Something related to colon, that kind of thing.
I
lived through that, though.
12 times.
That's why I have good self-esteem, positive self-concept. I came through it.
Have any of those canes ever been weaponized? Actually, like, legitimately weaponized? If you got to live in the city the way Scott does, and people tend to take advantage of other people, regardless of affliction or not, it would be kind of nice to think that one of those things in there might have, like, a little, like, a sharp tip.
I don't know
of
any that have been weaponized, but I'm not saying that they haven't been. But the perception that they may be weapons adds a degree of safety. Same with the guide dogs. I mean, they're trained to be very docile, very passive, but many people think that they may serve as attack dogs, so that's a different degree of safety. So perception creates some safety there.
Now, Anil, let me ask you this. Let's do this, because we brought this up yesterday, and a lot of people said, we had a blind person text in, and they said that, you know, sighted people oftentimes don't follow the, I don't know, proper protocol. I don't know how to say this. What is the... maybe you can speak to, like, when you're just bumping around town and they're, you know, you're surrounded by people with sight and they're trying to help and they're trying to do the right thing.
Yeah.
Maybe what are some of the wrong things to do and what is the right way to go about it? If I see you, should I just leave you alone or should I try and be, hey, buddy, like, the person said, don't shout at people like, hey, watch out in front of you there.
I'm blind.
There's a pole right there.
Would you want to shout and get you? You know, it's really more simple than most people think. There is no prescription, though. You know, people want, this is what I'm supposed to do.
Right.
The simplest thing you do is ask the person. I mean, if you don't feel like engaging, just like anybody else, don't. But if you do, ask. It's really just that simple.
Just don't walk up and, like, grab their elbow out of nowhere.
Especially, you know, I don't like that. And depending on where I am in that space and time, it may not turn out well for you.
I imagine
I imagine it. You'd make a blind person feel very confident if you'd ask him or her to help you across the street.
Yeah, we have an April Fool's video that's up on our YouTube channel that does exactly that.
Is that what it does?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yeah. That's exactly. Awesome. That's I mean, hilarious. I'm just clumsy. Please allow me to hold on to your shoulder while you walk me across. Because that's a great question. I don't know how to interact with people with certain afflictions. Like, every now and then, like, if I see, like, an albino, I want to shake him and try and get coins from him.
What?
Or, like, I don't know how stuff works, man. So if you see, like, a blind person, and say you see, like, they're making their way towards an obstacle where, like, one of the things that I think of is what a sawhorse is, that sometimes that they'll use at construction sites, that your cane might travel underneath of, and you might whack into I see someone walking towards
that. I especially
hate
those, especially if they're head level, and my cane misses it, and I'm just,
Yeah,
and if you're saying, you can tell people, but what you do is, I hate when they say, stop.
Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, exactly. And I usually ignore that. But if they say there's a, you know, whatever, there's a hole there, there's a ledge, there's a awning, there's a pole, you know. And the other thing is so funny, people don't want blind people to run into obstacles in their environment. But that's what the cane's for. The cane's supposed to explore that environment so I know what stuff is there.
Can I ask you, I've heard about your ability, and I'm not sure if this is something you develop with someone like such as your condition. Again, we're joined by Anil Lewis, the executive director of the National Federation of the Blind, where you became blind at 25. You weren't born with it. People that are the lifelong blind, they have the ability, almost like sonar, to almost feel sound. They can speak in the direction of solid objects, and they can almost feel the sound come back to where they know distance without a cane.
You don't have to be blind. You could do that.
Can I?
Yeah, you just need to pay more attention to it.
Okay.
See, people don't understand vision sometimes is a distraction from the other senses. So it's not that my sense of smell or hearing is better.
I bet you'd be amazing at kung fu.
No, not kung fu.
Got some 410-338-1098 if you want to give us a call and ask a question of Anil Lewis. It says, question is, can you still see images in your head or in like your dreams?
Yeah, I do mental map. So like if I had to leave this place now, I think I created a mental map in my mind that would get me back to the elevator and back downstairs. And when I dream, actually, I do still dream and visually. And in color. But even people who've been born blind, they dream. I had a friend of mine who was born blind, and she was saying she had a dream that she was driving a car. And I'm like, how the hell did you do that? she explained. She says, I've been in a car. I can sense the motion. She said, I know what a steering wheel feels like.
Yeah.
I've seen. So she explained that her dreams were really based on, you know, her experience in the world around her. So, yeah.
Do you count footsteps also when you like you make a mental map of the place? You know, like I remembered it took me 50 steps before I hit this turn.
Yeah, I try not to count steps because then you have to focus on counting the steps and you can't really engage with the environment.
Gotcha.
Some people do use that as a tool, but I like to listen to audio cues. Like I know that if I leave here, turn right, and I go down that hall, there's another studio, then I would hear the sound from them, then I know I'd need to turn right there.
Gotcha. So if you heard this, you know that you're near our promotions department.
Yeah, because, Anil, the people that were in my neighborhood, there were three of them, right? And they were going down Conklin. If they were to head straight, like I know that there's one block. I mean, I'm familiar with the neighborhood, right? So I know there's one block, and I know if I hit that one block, I go one more block.
Yeah.
Then there's going to be a Qdoba. There'll be a 7-Eleven. But I'm familiar with the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So if you go to somewhere where you're not even familiar with it, how do you, like, that was my point with you coming up to the building today and you'd never been here before.
Yeah.
That was a little bit easier. You took a lift. He drove you right to the front door. You just kind of had to figure out your way to get in.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go to a neighborhood, like, let's say you want to go to Fells Point and just walk around, but you've never been down there before.
And I'm doing it alone? If I'm doing it alone, there's apps. Like, there's one called Blind Square that if I turn it on, as I walk through the little areas, it'll tell me, you know, what venues are around, and I can program it to tell whether I want food places or government places or that kind of thing or everything. So it'll tell me. Just the other day, I took another route home. I was walking home from work, and I went down Light Street and turned left on Lee and up on Charles and then down Conway. And as I was walking through, my app would tell me what different stores I was passing, what different locations, and the street names.
Now, and then my other question was, you said I have an iPhone, and it speaks to you because you're blind.
Yeah.
And then you were saying
it speaks to me because I turned the accessibility features on.
It texts
well, I mean, I'm sorry, I didn't say that correctly.
It's all good.
My question was, what was the app you were showing me before that you had an app on there? But my point was, how do you even use an iPhone?
Yeah. Like, well, I mean, everybody, iPhone.
Because it's a very visually based phone, right? There's the apps, and you can see the apps, and you push the apps.
Well, it's visually based because you can see. But it's also non-visually based because they have accessibility features built in. And anybody who owns an iPhone now can go into settings under general, under accessibility, and turn on a feature called VoiceOver, and then it talks. So as it goes across the icons and everything on the screen, I hear them. Right.
Can we see your home screen? Because I'm looking at my home screen right now, and look, it's rows and rows of apps that I need to be able to look.
It's the same. Listen. It's the same look. But this is I was about to put my passcode out on the radio. Don't want to do that. And the Canopy Reader, that's an app that we use in the National Federation of the Blind. I can actually snap a photo of printed information, and it'll actually read it to me and synthesize it.
So you swipe across, and it tells you what you're on right now, and then you can tap the screen and open it.
Yep, so here are my messages here. That's from my national president. He texted me good luck on the radio station. I
that's
told him
cool.
I was
going
to need it with you guys. So all the major features here, phone, mail, Safari. Music.
And I noticed the way, for those that can't see, Neil, you're swiping your thumb
back
left
and
right, so
yeah.
Back and forth. So it's one right. App per screen
but
per swipe.
See if I...
And you go, oh, very cool.
I can tap, move it around. I can touch anywhere on the screen just like you would.
Now, even as awesome as that is, Neil, like us, do you on a regular basis want to just throw that phone against the wall?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
yeah.
I hate it.
And I try not to engage it like it's a real person, but sometimes it... You know, ticks you off so much,
God.
You find yourself cursing it out.
Can we ask you about the money thing, Scott? Yeah. You brought that up at the beginning of the program. Because, again, dollars are all, you know, the same surface area. And mm-hmm. unless you can see a 1, a 5, a 10, a 20, how do you know you're not getting taken for a ride?
All right. Well, you guys want to, anybody got a 50? You want to show me?
No, we work for it. No, we work for
it. But I have money here in my wallet. And what I do, most blind people do this, is they fold their money in different ways. So this should be a 20 because it's folded.
That is a 20.
That's a 20.
So you fold your 20
for
twice.
My next trick. But it's really just that simple. A lot of people have actual devices like this iPhone, again, has an app on it that if I turn it on, it'll actually read the denomination of the bill. There's some little bitty pocket money identifiers that you just slide the bill into the corner of the device and it'll read it.
Now, how do we come across to you? Because we have Neil Lewis in here, the executive director of the National Federation for the Blind. Because some of these things... they seem so cliche and so ridiculous, these things that we're asking.
Well, I don't think that they are. I think that what happens is just like we were talking earlier, people are afraid to ask the questions. But if you don't ask when you don't know, you remain ignorant, right? So we want to make sure that we create an environment. The National Federation of the Blind, you know, is an organization that knows that blindness is not the characteristic that defines you or your future. See, every day we raise expectations for blind people because we realize it's those low expectations that create obstacles between blind people and our dreams. So we believe wholeheartedly that you can live the life you want and that blindness is not what holds you back. But the only way we can fulfill that mission is we have to educate society. You know, those misconceptions, those stereotypes that entered the room long before I do. Because I'm sure that me coming here, you in your mind said, this is what this guy's going to be like. And hopefully I'm, you know, crashing some of those stereotypes. I hope, realize that blind people can be a smart ass just like you.
Yes.
You know, you want to hang out with us at the bar, that kind of thing. So we want to be integrated fully into society.
Good. That's what a great follow-up to what you just said there. Mm-hmm. Get drunk at the bar. What is it like to be drunk as a blind person? Because like
you'd be a blind drunk.
You're like you're blind drunk. Because when I'm putting back a bunch, my vision gets blurred. I get the spins and stuff like that.
Oh, well, I see better when I've been drinking. No, seriously, it's so funny though. When I drink a lot of alcohol, I don't know what happens to my retinas, but it does get brighter. So that's my threshold.
Wow.
I tell people when it starts getting bright, I know I need to stop drinking.
Let's take a couple of calls here. Let's go to Mike in Hagerstown. You've been holding for a bit. Mike, good morning.
How's it going?
Good.
I had a question about the circadian issue with the non-24. Mm. How is that dealt with and how prevalent is that?
The non-24 is a disorder that because you're blind, the circadian rhythm is you set your body clock based on the sun and it goes through the eyes. And non-24 is a disorder where that is inhibited. So you have blind people that in the middle of the day, because their body clock's not set based on the daylight, get sleepy or fatigued. And in the middle of the night, they want to wake up and be bright and energetic. So there is a company called Vanda, I think, that's working on a solution to that.
Yeah, we were running commercials all over the place.
Oh, sorry about that.
No, it's great. No, it's like there's a whole – we don't run them anymore. It was like a year or so ago. But there was so many running that were like, is this an epidemic in the blind community? If it's just a bunch of people up at 2 in the morning running through the woods?
Well, it's not an epidemic.
Like, no one's getting enough sleep.
There are people that have to deal with it, yeah.
Because it seemed like a very niche audience, blind insomniacs. But they bought a national advertising's worth of spots, and hopefully they're getting the help they need. Let's go to Mitchell, Cecil County. Good morning.
Morning, everyone.
Morning. What's your question?
I was actually curious, what is it like falling asleep? Is there a certain process?
No, I fall asleep just like everybody else.
What does that mean? I don't understand.
No, I mean, like, you see in movies or something like that sometimes, people fall asleep with their eyes open, and you just wonder, how do they do it? And I was just curious, how does it work if you're blind? I mean, I've always wondered that. Ever since I was a kid or so.
People fall asleep with their eyes open. I think that's not calling falling asleep. That's called passing out or something, you know, drug-related.
Right. Something leads me to believe that Mitchell has passed out quite a few times. I mean, if you need some help falling asleep, I can send that copy of that phone call to you, and you'll crash out real
quick. One question I did not have.
Yeah, not at all. He closes his eyes and puts his head in a pillow. How do you walk? How's that work? Let's go to Pat and Dundalk. Good morning.
Hey, buddy. Hey, I tell you what, man. I used to work for a place called BISM, Blind Industries, for service and machines. And this guy, he's right. And I used to load vending machines. This guy can load a machine faster than some guys could that could see.
Yeah.
It was amazing some of the things that the blind people could do, man. It was just amazed me how fast they were.
Yeah, a lot of blind guys are in the vending program. The Business Enterprise Program is a state-run program that helps blind individuals obtain employment as entrepreneurs, working vending machines, selling items in the snack bars in some of the federal buildings across the country. So,
and the gentleman I was hoping that would call is on line 3, Blind Mike, old friend, fan of the show. Blind Mike checking in with Anil Lewis here. Blind Mike, good morning, bud.
How you doing, man? Hey, Anil, how you doing, brother?
I'm good. Good morning.
You know Mike? Do you guys all know each other?
You know, all blind guys, we all know each other.
Yeah, we all go to the same meetings. You know?
Okay. You're all facing in different directions, but you're all there.
Wow. No, I just... Anil's a great guy. I mean, I met Anil a long time ago, and he's a brilliant man. Wow. And the one thing that I wanted to bring out, you know, I call in, and I goof around, and I joke around a lot with you guys, but... You know, the technology, especially today, has really even playing field for anyone who's blind with anyone who is sighted. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't you say, Anil?
Yep. As long as it's accessible, blind people can manipulate and exploit this technology just as good as society guys. And you're right. It has created opportunities that didn't exist for blind people in the past.
I mean, I got a text here. It says, I have a friend that has been blind since age 12, and he can work my ass up and down in Mortal Kombat. I've never beaten him, fatalities and all.
That is badass.
Just amazing.
You just hear the pop, 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 pop. Yeah, I guess you just know after you play it so much. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've always been fascinated with the theory, or not even the theory, it's true, that when someone loses their hearing, they lose their sight, whatever, that another sense is enhanced.
Yeah. Well,
have you found that to be?
No, you just pay more attention to it. I mean, my sense of smell and sense of hearing is not better. The way I describe it to my male friends, I say, if we go to the gentleman's club, you guys are going to be saying, oh, my goodness. And I'm going to say, nice music. So, you know, it's all about the visual distraction.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
I love this song.
Yeah.
This drink is watery.
Exactly.
Man, we got to wrap up here. We got a lot of questions. The one people, I can't even ask this question.
Don't keep asking.
It has to do with the bathroom.
Go ahead.
They all want to know, so how do you know when you're done wiping? We've gotten 20 of them.
And he's not kidding. I've gotten 3 That's tweets awesome. About
I
it.
I can answer that because I don't look.
Yeah, you don't look, right?
Yeah, Josh could definitely answer that. He hasn't seen in years.
But go ahead. I'll see if my answer matches with yours.
It's all about a texture. You know, you can understand.
You just kind of feel it.
Yeah, exactly.
You can understand. Yeah, because I'm a very visual know when I've done it.
But it's like when you spill Bisquick on marble, and then you clean off the counter, and that fifth swipe of the paper towel, you say, you know what? No more Bisquick.
And it's cleaner that way because you can't see what's still there.
A couple of quick more.
So you might think that you're finished, but I'm cleaner than you because I know that it's there.
Every time they do, they just bring up a quick little, all right, nope, not yet.
Do you rely on your
one way? I wouldn't choose to do that.
Do you rely on your friends to tell you who is attractive in terms of, like,
ladies? Oh, you scared me. I thought we were relying on my friends to tell me when I'm done. Yes and no. Because some of my friends I trust a little more than others related to their assessment as to whether.
What about color coordinating your dress? I would imagine that has to do with you put certain colors in certain parts of your room so you know what you're choosing.
Well,
right?
I do try to organize my closet so I can get to my clothes a little bit easier. But you can also label your clothes with metal tags or Dymo tape. Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, okay. Yeah. See?
It's like your animals, right? So you can say, okay, this is a red and this goes with this red. But you know what I do? I also put my tie in my coat pocket, so I kind of match them all together.
If anybody's listening today that would like some of the assistance, and I'm assuming that the National Federation of the Blind could provide them. This has been incredible.
Thank you so much.
I hate
you
to use the term.
At nfb.org, and our phone number is 410-659-9314.
NFB, but that was nfb.org?
nfb.org, yes, sir.
Absolutely amazing. And thank you so much, man.
Pleasure.
This has been fantastic.
Get back up. This was awesome.